Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. We'll continue this discussion. We started it yesterday. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, and noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," Jesus answered, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is a pretty tall order, isn't it? It means that we are to be devoted to the Heavenly Father with our emotions and desires, all our inner person, all of our thought life, and all of our energy. We're to love God with all of our being. That's the first and greatest commandment, and there's a close second command that reveals how we're doing with the first. We're to love our neighbors, those God places in our life, as we love and care for ourselves. The tall order just got taller. In this passage, Jesus explains that our relationship with God is both vertical and horizontal. It reaches up to Him by the work of His Son and reaches out to others by the empowering work of the Holy Spirit. It calls for nothing less than all we are and all we have. This love shows itself to everyone. It shows itself to your family. It even shows itself to the person at the hardware store who asks you to fill out 5 pages of information when all you want to do is return a 1/7-inch rubber washer for a 3/4-inch rubber washer. Loving others as yourself can be painfully practical. Here's the other thing. Jesus said, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. I'm always amazed at how Jesus brings clarity and focus. He makes the confusing clear and the complex simple. He sums up the entire Old Testament with these two commandments. Now, all that's left is the application. It's always the hardest part, isn't it? Father, may I love you today with everything I am and everything I have. May I demonstrate that love in practical ways to those you have placed in my life. May others know that I love you by the way I treat them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray with you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.